You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth episode 64. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me over there is my co-host, Stone. Good morning.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Great.
Excellent. Excellent. You sound so totally not convincing.
Well, I'm
right about now.
I'm still thrown off by your intro. You have never done that. Hello.
Hello.
What is that?
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know. It's like the chef in the Muppets. Hello. A little bit like that. Anyway. Hang on. Quick.
So we are doing it again. We are doing mount runs while we record, because this is the only time that I can do them and feel like I'm actually playing WoW. I mean, I'm playing WoW,
and
but...
you're dragging me along for the ride. Yay!
So that you can get some mounts, too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's not looking good. Okay.
Show of anger.
Zero. Zip. Nada. Yeah. So... okay, so we're zero for one. So anyone keeping score? Where are we going? Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Yep, so we're off to a great start. You know, one of these days, we're going to hit the first one, and, like, a mount's going to drop, and we're going to be like, oh, my God! And, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if then you got, like, your RNG just all comes into play? Like,
every
RNG
mount drops.
God is like, yeah. And then you go to the next one, another one drops, and you go to the next one, another one drops. I mean, the possibility of that happening is probably like 25 you know, trillion to one, but
that
would be kind of cool.
It's one in a thousand. I thought it was 0.1%, so one in a thousand. So you have Galleon, Shavanger, Nalak,
but isn't that like one times two times three times four times five right up
right.
to a thousand?
So it would be thousand million hundred no thousand million billion trillion one in a trillion? No. Yes? Am I doing
yes. I don't know. Math is hard.
So I guess one in a trillion, yes, you'd have better luck playing Lotto.
What was that? Lita was right. Anyway,
it's gonna be one of those shows.
It is, because you know why? I'm just gonna put it out there. Oh, hang on, I see Shari. Shari's up.
Oh, he's being killed.
Oh, we missed him.
I'm not gonna make
it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna make it.
Okay, let's go to the island one. Let's just go, and we'll come back for the shot. Oh, actually, I probably could have. I might be able to tag him if you come in here.
Okay, I'm still coming. Is that like 22%? It's not moving.
Yeah.
Why isn't it
moving?
Okay,
I've got it. Come in here.
Okay, I'm coming. Okay. I'm flying as fast as I can.
I'm...
13%, 12%. Hang on, I'm going to hit my flag. I got it.
Nice.
Right, okay.
Okay, wow. I'm very surprised. No. And I did not get anything either. Okay, Undasta.
Bonus gold!
Oh, yes, yay. Undasta. Undasta. You got
Undasta.
Yes. So you were going to say something. Something special has happened. This is a special day.
Yeah. It is a special day because I'm on holidays now. And it's very exciting because I get to not deal with work for a whole month.
Wow.
A whole month. Yeah, it's going to be really hard to go back in 4 weeks' time, and I'm going to be like, I don't want to go back. But, you know, the fact is, very excited. And tomorrow, Mum and I are going out for, like, a mini high tea. at this little place down the road. So that'll be nice. I'm not having full high tea. Yep. Oh, I'm having coffee. I'm not having tea. Like, my high tea is coffee. But they have this little plate. They do up this little mini high tea plate that they do a cupcake, a macaroon, and I think it's like this tiny little slice of something or a biscuit or something. So I probably won't get through it all. But mum's going to get the ribbon sandwiches and we're going to like share. So, yeah, so it should be good. So I'm really excited about that. That'll be nice for my first holiday thing to do. And yeah, I'll probably do some cooking. I've decided, I was telling you before, I'm going to make the Dalaran brownie. I had a look in the cooking book, the World of Warcraft cookbook. And I was looking at other things. And I was like, oh, what else can I make? And I saw that, I was like, oh, I haven't made a chocolate brownie. I've been making blondies, which is more, the blondies are more like based on just like a...
it's like a vanilla cake-ish, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm going to make the Dalaran brownie tomorrow and see how that one comes out. So I'm really excited about that. Cool. And there's some other things. There was a couple other stuff that I found, like, what was one, like the shortbread. There was a shortbread one. Goblin shortbread or something. Yeah, so there's a few recipes I want to try, but
yeah. I want the brownies. I love brownies.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
I think Two Arts at one point had a big thing up saying, do you like the corner pieces of brownies or the center pieces of brownies? And honestly, I go both ways. Just give me the brownies. Yum, yum. I could go for both. So
I don't know. I bought myself this brownie tin, which I really love, and it like cuts them. So as it cooks, where are we going now? Like,
pop, jump on. Jump.
Oh, okay.
You okay. Can.
So I bought this tin, and what it does is it separates. So I can, you know, so instead of making like the slab of brownie and then cutting it up, it actually separates into little mini ones, which is really good because it's liter size. Like it becomes, the sizes become, you know, sort of my size, and which is really, really cool. But when I looked at this Dalaran brownie mix, it also does this, it seems to be a really wicked icing, like this chocolate icing that you drizzle over the top. So I know, right? So we will see how that goes tomorrow. I'll let you know next week. Watch obviously Twitter for, you know, there may be photos. So we will see. But other than that, I suppose we should get back to...
It would be cool if somebody made a World of Warcraft podcast about World of Warcraft cooking. And at least started with the book stuff. I'm just saying, somebody could do it.
Yeah, someone could. Well, you know, who knows? Maybe I might get into vlogging or something. Who knows? Well, we will see. We will see. I don't know. But yeah, I could. I do love cooking. I'm really enjoying doing the cooking, and I love my cookbook. Again, Stone, thank you. It was a beautiful present, and I'm slowly making my way through this. There's so many recipes, and it's so much fun. Like, seriously, my family eat it, and I just sit there and I go, you're eating something that comes from my game. And they all just look at me and go, really? And I'm like, yes, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, it's really tasty. I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's quite amusing. Mm. So other than that, hey, speaking of in-game, what's been happening? What's new? There's apparently something new that I only just heard about.
There is this. I'm going to bring this up on the screen. Oop, not that one. Mm. I'm going to bring it up on this one. That shouldn't dismount you. Okay, so they added a new pet and mount. It's Twilight is the pet, and the luminous Darkseeker is the mount. Now, the cool thing about them is that they change color. Like, yeah.
What, does it just randomly go through changing colors? Or if
that I don't know. I'm not sure. But for pricing, it's 25 for the mount, 10 for the pet. But I heard that people were saying it's $30 in total if you buy them as a package. But I don't see that option anywhere. It might just be online. Like, not in WoW, but on the store. It just means another $30 American, which is $500,000 Canadian that I'm going to have to spend on WoW. I don't think I can go to BlizzCon this year.
Exciting. Oh, I need to get that. That is cute. They are both cute.
As much as I said I would never buy those things, I always bought them. Yeah.
I never said that. I was like, I'm all in. Like, seriously, Blizzard, like, just Blizzard should just have the option to be like, I'm all in. Just charge me and give me the damn thing. Like, I shouldn't have to go to the store and be I want it. It should be leaders in. We'll here we go. Take the money.
The mount can change color at will. And the kitten changes color based on its mood.
Oh, okay.
But the mount is from Argus. It's from the war-torn planet of Argus.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, how exciting. Oh, cool. Okay, well, I'll have to save my pennies and get one. Get one of each, but that's very exciting. I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, it's great. It's just more stuff for me to spend money on.
More stuff, yeah.
Because I do not like accepting gifts, so I will be buying it myself and stuff like that. It's just, man, it just means more money I can't save because I can't save it.
Well, you can't save it if you buy it. Because you just saved it to buy it.
Saved it for other stuff. I saved it for BlizzCon.
No, but it means that you don't get to drink three beers at BlizzCon. Boo-hoo.
I have a feeling it's going to be more than just beer. Even though I said the drinking will be minimal, I have a feeling it's going to be more.
Okay.
Based on what I'm seeing, the things and stuff. So, yeah.
Don't write yourself off. Just have fun.
No, I don't think I'll be coming back. I'll be there, and then that's gonna be it. I'll be over. It's gonna be done. Oh, hey, I got a master healing potion.
Oh, you're so lucky. I got sweet.
Whoop-dee-doo.
F.A. All right.
Sorry, what was that you said?
I said I got... I didn't swear. I said initials.
Oh. I wonder if that still counts as...
No, that counts. Well, surely not.
Well, if you spell... I mean, I don't know. I
didn't spell the whole word.
Well, you could have a kid that listens to this and goes like, Mommy, what is F.A.? And they're like, ah.
And they'll be like, fridge... assortment.
Right.
That's the name of the show. Fridge assortment. Sweet fridge assortment.
Wow. Yep. Funny. Flaming ambulance. I was going to say flatuating something. That's just the first thing I think of when I think of F.
So. Mm. Yeah.
Is
that a boy thing? Maybe that's a boy thing.
What?
To think of that. Flatulating. I can't even say it. Flatulence? I can't even say the words.
As much as I have problems speaking from time to time, flatulence, I have no problems with that one. Which I find ironic.
Flatulence. Oh, you're so funny.
So before I continue my flatulating ways, I'm taking them. Oh, that reminds me. Okay, I'm gonna go into my week in WoW. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Tell me. What'd you do?
Okay, I'm not gonna do it in order. Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay. All
right.
Cool.
I did some Overwatch, and I played Doomfist. The only reason why I'm going to bring this up is that I didn't think it would be fun, and he's actually pretty fun.
Okay.
And cool. What else did I do? And I did a lot of coding, which it seems like it's busy season, and I was like, oh, I'm not really going to get to play a lot of WoW. And then when I started thinking about what I actually played in WoW, I was like, oh, well, actually, I did a fair amount of WoW. So, okay. Transmog. I'm not going hardcore collecting on Transmog, but I am leveling up some alts. Part of the leveling process, I'm just going to go over here then, I wasn't hitting need on Transmog items that I might have needed. Okay, on greens and stuff.
Okay.
Until I saw
For dungeon runs?
Yes. So I basically have a. I think I was doing this on my. Actually, I don't remember which tune. So it could have been either the healer or the hunter DPS. I think it might have been the hunter. Okay. So. I don't hit need on things that I don't need for fighting. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Until I saw somebody else start to do it in the same run. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're rolling, my ears just are doing a tinnitus thing. I have ringing in my ear. That's so odd. I can only hear you really well in this ear. This ear feels all weird. Great. If I have a stroke on the screen, the number here is 911. Okay. I don't know. I know when other places it's different numbers. Like it's 999 or something. Or I don't know. Okay.
Triple O.
Is that what it is for you? Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So let's stop squirreling, Stone, and get back to... Okay, you can mount up and get over here. Okay. So... I basically saw somebody hit need on transmog items. And I'm like, it's stuff that I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like, I know that that class, I know it can equip it, but I know that it typically doesn't use it. And I don't know what it was, but it was like a mage with a sword. Like a mage can use a sword. But do they really use a sword, right? So I'm like, okay, so then fair enough. I'm going to roll need on the ones that I don't have. And that, and I'm actually going to look at the loot thing. So that if you type in /loot, it will show who rolled what on the piece of gear, right?
Right.
Okay, so... Okay. What I would do is that I'd check to see who rolls need. And if it was this guy rolling need, or girl, or if it's this person, then I'm going to roll need too if I think that they're only rolling need on it for transmog. So I did, and there is only one time where we both rolled need on something that we could both use. And I think I was on my hunter and they were on a mage and I don't know what weapon it was, but we could both use it. And then I got kicked.
Oh. Yep. Right.
Yep. So I got kicked, and I am absolutely certain it was because I won the item that they wanted. And I'm like, dude, like, how many pieces did this person get? And now they lost out just one? And they're all like, like, come on. Come on. Come on.
Well, anyways, I mean, if you can roll need on something, then I suppose then it's fair game.
Yeah, like, I feel it's fair, you know, game. But they apparently feel like I'm too much competition for them.
Wow. Okay.
And it kind of cheesed me off a little bit. Oh, no mount. Come on, Horridon. Yeah, that kind of... Oh, I got something in my appearances. Great. I didn't even check. Let's see if we can make it past these guys this week. Sometimes I can make it past them. Sometimes I can't. See?
I was going to say...
I made it past them.
Yeah.
So just hug the rail, but don't ride the rail. So
hug the rail,
but don't ride it. Great.
There we go. Yay!
I think when you ride it, it makes you go off on a slant, and that's enough to bring your AOE.
It's like you're sticking the tail of the horsey, the horsey's bum out, and it's like going, oh, it brushes against them. Maybe. I don't know. Something weird.
I was leveling on my AIE Hunter. Oh, I should have. I don't know why I clicked Disenchant, but... because I was thinking about my AIE Hunter. So I will say I got it from like level 26 to 40 fairly quickly.
Wow, only nice.
Only doing dungeon runs.
Well... Hang on, isn't it your DK? So you've got another tune in.
I've got multiple tunes. I moved my horde tunes, all of them, over here.
Oh, why did I not realize that? Oh, well.
I wasn't making it a big deal. So,
okay. No, cool. I'm sure you told me. I just probably...
I may not have told you. No.
I'm kidding. Well,
probably not.
Yeah.
So
no, that's awesome.
One thing I thought was really neat was that on Earthen Ring, it seems like the queue times for DPS is really short.
Yeah, made a friend.
Oh, what? Why?
Oh, my bottom stuck out and I clipped him.
Well, I thought you were doing something about that.
I tucked my bottom in.
You tucked your bottom in? Oh my.
Ooh, that's a bow. That's pretty. I can't use it, but...
Oh, neither can I, but...
Wow, how did you... You rolled 57. I rolled 26.
Okay.
Doing it live, people. Doing it live. Which one are we killing?
Kill the Frost King first.
Frosty? Okay.
And then...
Princess. Okay.
The princess. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I was amazed at how quick things were, like the queue popped. Usually, when I run on a DPS on my other realms, when I try and level up an alt, it's about 10 minutes ish.
Okay.
And on Earthen Ring, it was like 4 or 5 minutes. It was crazy. I was so surprised.
Wow. Nice.
Okay, now we go kill Sandman.
Maybe more cross-realming at the time you play?
Yeah, perhaps? and honestly, I'm pretty sure it's not by realm, but because, you know, you get to queue with other, I mean, you run with other people that are not in the same realm with you, right? So,
yeah.
You know, it's just, it was really, I thought it was like, oh my goodness, I'm leveling up this DPS like really quickly because I'm able to run queue after queue after queue without having to run around and quest and stuff like that. Okay, I'm gonna need on this stuff. Maybe I might need it. I don't know what I need for tier. So I'm going to start collecting transmog. That's a thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
but I'm not going to go hardcore like somebody I know.
I have no idea who you'd be talking about.
Yes. What else? What else? What else? I was leveling up a healer, and I got that my Mistweaver up to 35, and I don't really like Mistweaving. I didn't really like it in Mists, and I kind of dropped it because I didn't really have a need to do it in Warlords. But playing it now, I mean, yeah, I'm only level 35, but I'm kind of getting the hang of what I need to do and all this stuff, and just want to say that people died in my runs because the tank ran off while I had to loot. Because I'm collecting my loot, okay? Like, yes, I want to level up quickly, and it's faster to level to just skip the loot and kill stuff and get the XP, right?
Yeah, right.
But I want the loot. I cannot... Yeah. Leave a body behind. I cannot do that. So people may have died, but nobody yelled at me, which is good.
Okay, cool.
So, and well, I don't know if it's because I was a healer or if because
do you like healing? Like, yeah. I know you're so used to tanking.
It's so different.
What was
I wanted to level up another tune, and it happened to be healing spec, because I try to level up the spec that it tells me to go. Oh, wow, that hurt.
Oh, that hurt me, too. Why I heard it.
Okay. Dang it.
Yay. Wow.
Okay.
Ow.
Oh, there's no turtle mount, either. Why doesn't it show me? No, I know there's no turtle mount. I don't know if I... Oh, because I have Legion Wardrobe turned off on this tune. Hold on, because I fixed Legion Wardrobe. Okay, so for anybody that uses this add-on, I know we're squirreling a bit, but it is WoW related that if anybody uses this add-on called Legion Wardrobe, there is a fix for it. In Curse. In Curse, you'll have to go look at the comments for it, and it tells you to add certain things to certain files. It's really quick. It really is quick. Mm-hmm. It takes like 5 minutes tops, and it's very specific, so you don't have to guess. So, and it works great now. So,
okay, all and right.
Basically,
I should try and look at them.
It's funny. It came up because Blizzard changed how a function is called from a small t to a big T. So, and it screws everything up. It's like, yep, programming is fun because of stuff like that. What else did I do? I did so we did raiding and last night I tanked. And though usually when they want me to tank, I somehow need to wax my legs at that time. I'm not really, it's kind of funny how that works out. Yeah, it's really funny how that works out. Anytime that they want me to tank and I really want to tank with them and I don't mind to tank, it's just, I need to wax my legs. And it's like, I can't tank because I have to wax my legs. That doesn't happen to you. That doesn't happen to you at all?
No. Right. One, I don't tank for my guild.
Oh.
That's the first thing. Then the rest I'm going to leave.
No.
I
like the DPS. I do like to tank. I do. I really do. It's just I know that certain folks like tanking with certain other people, and that's okay. And so I don't mind to pop in. Whoa, you just ran right through them, and are they attacking you? They're not.
No, I know. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, but yeah, he didn't come after me. So yay. Yes, Jinji did say that.
So And that's cool. So, but last night we really had to, like, nobody else wanted to tank. So I was like, okay, I'll tank. Because they outright called me out. And I'm like, let me finish waxing my legs. Because usually I just won't answer. And then someone else will say, yeah, I'll tank. And I'm like, okay, now I can just smash things. Because when you tank, you have to pay attention somewhat. Oh, the AC just turned on. Well, I'm keeping it on because it's going to be hot out and we need all the cold air in the house that we can't get.
Hot. Damn hot.
So, okay. I think we had a high yesterday of like 30, 31. Yeah, that was nice.
Mm.
But by 5 o'clock or so, because we get charged. So for us, we get charged more if you use your power during peak times and during the summer. That's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we usually have the thing set off so that it doesn't come back on until 7 p.m. So during the last few hours, like about 5 o'clock or so, it's been hot all day, and oh my goodness, it's like, I consider like, oh, there's only like an hour left. Can I turn the heat on? Is it going to break the bank? Probably not going to break my bank, but, you know, okay, we can deal with the heat for another hour. It'll be okay. Tanking. Wow. Freaking squirreling. Just squirreling hard. Hard.
Squirrel.
So we tanked everything pretty well last night. Even though my gear is not enchanted for tanking.
Right. Okay.
Well, some of it is not. Like, I have a mishmash of tanking gear and non-tanking gear or in my main spec. So we did really well until we got to the last boss, and then the last boss was it was a bit of a CF.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know if I'm gonna be tanking tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. But we did manage to kill him last week on Thursday night. On the same show day. Oh, what? We have one more? Oh, I guess we have one more. I was just standing there because I'm like, yay, we're done. We were close, and for us, it's making sure people are standing in the meet me deer strikes and stuff. People seem to just want to kill the boss, and it's like, no, you got to do the mechanics too. So we finally got him down, and we got our normal kill. And now the guild want. Now some folks in the guild want to only do it on heroic, and it's like, no. We need to kill him on normal, like, at least 3 or 4 times and be like, yeah, we have this down. Yes, okay. Like, we don't need the gear, but we need to practice the mechanics. Hello, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
He's scratching himself. So tonight we'll be doing normal KJ, and we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I'll be tanking. I kind of get the feeling I won't be, and that's fine by me. I love to smash things too. And I guess you... Oh. Huh. So I got the other PvP achievement, the one where, you know, the... Oh, did you really? Oh. You owe me 500 gold.
Why?
Because anytime you pull that... Anytime you make a monster spawn from those webs, you owe gold. Because, come on.
Nah. I do what I want.
Oh my goodness gracious. the only other thing, I did the PvP mount achievements. I'm done that Murloc one, the Ashara one. So I just need the Dark Brawl, but it seems like I need five more because it seems like normally it's never
my
up.
Nighttime.
So
my night
during the day for me.
So like now?
Oh, you think it's like, up now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I didn't because okay. I also don't have a completion thing. So, and that's the thing too. I seem to only notice it when I don't have the completion thing up, and I'm like, I'm not doing it because I don't want to. Oh, come on. What am I doing? Mm. What? I didn't pull those. Oh, it's because of the slime. No, it's from the slime. Not my fault. Oh, okay. It's okay.
Yeah. No, the, they always seems to be one that's, that Dark Brew normally comes up like my nighttime. So, yeah. Hmm. I see it a lot, like really quite a lot my time, which is, you know, again, that's fine, but it's a bit early morning for you. So I suppose as long as you log in early.
Yeah.
And see. Mm.
And that's the last. Wow.
Hiccups!
That means I'm hungry too. I usually get that when I'm hungry.
Hungry. Yeah, hiccups.
I could go for a bagel with some cream cheese right about now. Oh, my God.
Bagel.
Okay, so I've yammered on enough, and now I've totally taken up all your time.
Oh, standing in green goo.
Don't stand in green goo. Green goo. I wish that Legion wardrobe would show if I need the tier or not. Oh, I'm just going to roll meat on one of them. Okay. Do you want to go try for the pet?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Off of the other boss? Okay. So that was my week.
Okay. And, well, that's pretty good. You know, that's
it was more. It was more than I thought that it was going to be. Because, you know, like you, you noticed that I didn't do my show notes. And then when I went to bed last night and I was like, well, there's nothing to write because I didn't really play. And then when I woke up this morning, I'm like, well, I did play. So
we are thoroughly organized and we have show notes organized.
I'm usually pretty good, right? I'm usually pretty good with my show notes. I usually do it the night before at least. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the old days where I'd get them done like the week before. Like, well, I know that I'll be running the mountain runs, and I'm probably not gonna win anything in 3 weeks from now.
It's like these things happen. Ooh. Eyes of the something. All right. Oh, there's a thing.
Eyes of the Thunder King. Oh, is this? This is a quest bot. I don't think I've ever had this one done. What is this? How do you do? Where are they going?
Next one.
Yoink. Oh, whoa.
Okay, go on.
Kill stuff, that's all. They're not doing anything.
Okay.
They're easy peasy.
Easy peasy? Okay.
Lemon squeezy. So yeah, that was my week. It was good stuff.
Oh, done. Oh, that was quick.
That's what she said. Boy, have I heard that before.
Uh-huh. Okay, ooh, he's up.
Ready?
Yep, let's go.
Engage, Mr. Worf. Okay, so what did you do?
So I did some more fishing. So I've been working on my fishing pole, of course, and just trying to get this so many artifact power. Like, seriously, at 50 artifact power, and I'm at 18,680 that I've got to get for the next trait. A lot of fishing. So I've just slowly been making my way through, which is, you know, which is okay. All good. I'll get there. I don't have them. So that was the thing. And yeah, so that wasn't too bad. I've been trying to also work on the world quests because while the amnesties with the no, I mean now. I've got most of the achievements, like most of them. I'm just trying to get to see if I can get like the mount from the MS3 stuff and
yeah.
And obviously, oh, of course I run into the blob.
Yeah, you're and then I run into the next one. No, no, it's okay because it happens. I pull these things even though I'm like 2 or 3 feet away. So they have like weird aggro.
Yeah, they're a bit of a pain. So I've just been trying. I'm not doing it every day because again, you just sometimes you need a break. So I try and get a couple of days together, and you know, try and do it every 2-3 days so I can cut, you know, get through doing them and get some bonus rep and things like that. But I've had no luck with anything from there, which is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a bummer, but anyway, you get that. I just keep pushing it, just keep trying for them, and we'll see what happens. So what else I had, what else was it, hang on, oh, why did that come up? Oh tonight I hit rank 42 on the PvP. So that was very exciting. I was really quite thrilled at that. And so I'm getting there. Again, it's just one of those things that I keep thinking. I slowly but surely am making my way through. You know, I'm not hardcore PvP, like I was telling the boys the other night. Look at me, hardcore PvP. I'm at rank 42. Woo!
And Prestige 2? I think it's Prestige. Whatever. But I know you've got at least one for sure. Like, you've done it once.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, I had enough to get for that first mount, but I doubt I'm going to get, you know, very much for. So I'll just keep slowly working my way at it. So it's not too bad. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. What else did I have?
No pet. Come on. No, I can't transmog that. You must be able to equip an item to use its appearance. Now I understand what you mean. I'm all mad because as a plate wearer, I can equip cloth, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to use it. I completely understand, but come on. Come on.
Well, it is very frustrating when they allow you to wear everything as a plate wearer. You can wear all of that stuff. So then why can I not learn the transmog? If I've got to wear a pair of cloth shoulders, give me the damn transmog. Like, let me learn that. I can't see, you know, I just don't understand why.
Well,
anyway, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. So, but I'm quite happy with that. I also this week, I haven't been concentrating on it, the family familiar for the pet battles. I've just been, you know, if something comes up like in Dalaran, if the particular ones come up, I'm just making sure that I try and get that done, making sure it's doing one that I've not done before. So I have the add-on, which is called Family Familiar. And when you click on the pet tamer, it will bring up and show, okay, you have done it on, you know, you've defeated it with these different pet types.
Yeah.
So then I can pull up the next one and be like, okay, this one I haven't done. So I'll create a team from that, which is really good. So again, slow, you know, another thing, slowly but surely making my way through. It's a slow process. I missed out on the Kieran Tall pub crawl.
And you know,
You did too.
I knew, but on the day of, I was like, oh yeah, it's today. And I had like half a day. And I still missed it.
Well, like, going from what I saw, I didn't even have, because I was I asleep or I was at work? Like, whatever time frame it was not when I logged in. I was like, oh, it's done. I've missed it. I've completely missed it. It wasn't, I don't think if it even went for a day. It was just so many hours, and I missed it. I was like, oh.
No, it should have been for a day.
It's a bummer. I missed the whole thing, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I went into Dalaran, and I couldn't click any drinking portal, so, yeah, so that was a bit of a bummer, but the big thing that I did get to do, and even though it wasn't with the guild, but every year we have an AIE Remembrance Day, and that was today, so, and I had got the days wrong. I thought it was actually going to be tomorrow for me. So I thought, oh, excellent. You know, I've got Friday off. I'm start my holidays. I'm going to be able to join the guild, do the remembrance walk, which starts from out in Northern Barrens, and we take the walk from the grave of the unknown soldier and take that through to Crossroads, and then normally walk through up through Barrens until we get to, you know, the back door into Ogrimmar, and it's really nice because we all get, you know, you get into Discord, Vent, whichever it is, Mumble, and there's normally officers there, and obviously for a lot of people, we've lost a lot of friends and family over this year as well as previous years, and it's always been something that means a lot to me, especially when I lost my nephew's axe. So I knew I wasn't going to make it. And I went out when I logged in, I think it was Tuesday night. I thought, right, I'm not going to make the guild event. So I still always go over and pay my respects. So I went over and I get out my guardian cub, and my guardian cub is named after my nephew Zach, and it's called Zach, so I always have him in game. And it was, and you know, just kneel down in front of the spirit healer and just have some quiet contemplation, and it's just a really beautiful thing to, you know, remember all those people. Obviously I just lost my uncle, and we had the funeral on Monday, and so I had thoughts of that as well. And, you know, losing my grandma and various other ones. But not only that, guildies, you know, we lost Ralph a few months ago, who was a major part of AIE. And, you know, as much as I couldn't be there to be with the guild, you know, my heart was definitely with them today. So I just want to, you know, send some love and shout out to the AIE Guild, as well as to everyone who has lost loved ones, family and friends. And it's nice that we've got something in game that we can do. It doesn't have to be something big. It can just be something as simple as naming, you know, I love just naming my pets after people, whether it's family or friends, or, you know, just giving them little names, and the fact that I can just go, well, Zachy's always going to be with me in game. You know, it's just something that it means something to me, and it means, you know, we all have different ways of doing it. And I just really wanted to, it's just nice. Sometimes you've just got to go, you know, the same as when I go to Negrand and sit on my little floating island and look at the two moons and contemplate, you know, if I've had a rough day or something like that. It's always nice to be able to do. So that's my screenshot. As you can see, I'm kneeling down and just paying my respects to my little guardian cub. So So he's always with me in game, which is nice. So, yeah. So that's a guild thing that we do every year, which is normally early August. So yeah. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I've played a fair chunk of challenge tunes this week, so I'll tell you about that on Sunday. But this really annoying debuff.
Yeah, I was wondering, what is this thing that's on you?
I don't know, but it's really, really, really... I've got clouded mind, impaired eyesight, dulled...
Can you not even hearth? I don't even think you can hearth because it's going to keep attacking you or keep hitting you, right? Yep.
No, interrupted. No. Wow. But it's still saying that I've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah. I guess you got to wait for another 5 more minutes.
Well, but I've had 5 minutes on for the last 5 minutes.
So why didn't it clear? It should have cleared with the boss.
Did I not click something? Did I?
No. You might have to die. You probably can't even die there. I can tell you one way that you can die really quickly.
Mm.
Come with me.
Okay, because it's... hang on. Let me self-stone myself.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Hmm. Ginge says it's a little thing. Sometimes she heads over to Grizzly Hills and sit on top of the Alliance Tower, listen to the music, pretend I'm in Colorado.
Yeah, that whole zone is beautiful. I really like that zone with this music. It's really, really good.
It is. There's so many good places in this game that's just, you know, listening to the music that's part of it. Oh, that's what I did the other day, too, was I took all the Blizzard CDs and I downloaded them. Did I tell you that?
No.
I thought I can had you do done that? It, but
I had no idea.
Yeah, from the collector's packs, I had all the CDs, and I thought I had, you know, I thought I had done them, but it turned out I hadn't. I'd only done a couple. So I went, and then I just sat there and I just kept listening, you know, put it on random, and there's so much good music. It just, you know, just teleports you back into...
It's funny. I wonder, I might look at adding that music because when we play D&D now with my kids, I now play like kind of not sci-fi, but like kind of like old folklore kind of music, but really, really low. Yeah. And last week I didn't remember to have it on, and they're like, "Where's the music?" So I think, you know, that there would be some Warcraft stuff that they would probably like. Okay, hold on, let me get out of here. You go kill. You go touch the orb, and you go have fun with that. I'm gonna be back over here, and you go kill, and you go kill yourself, and come back, and then. I wish I could be this, but I don't want to die.
Yeah. The orb explodes.
Hey! There we go. What okay, the? No. I was like, oh my goodness. Okay, so for folks that are not watching, Lita died and the doors closed, and all of the mobs in the room came after me outside the door. And I'm like, what? No. Okay,
doors are...
Like yeah, you can.
Soul storm.
Yeah.
Yep, it's gone. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but they all despawned, thankfully. I was like, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Though the D3 soundtrack is probably good too, yeah.
And I think it's amazing how much we have an impact, you know, these games we play. And obviously for some people it's not just WoW, or it might be a different game, and you know, isn't that good? You know, I keep thinking, well, I cook and I can create these recipes that I have had in game with my tune over the years. I'm going to make I'm going to make Dalaran brownie and, you know, like physically be able to be like, yeah, I'm going to sit there and eat it. Okay. It's a different thing, but this, you know, I suppose it's like a real life crossing into gaming, but in, yeah, it's just, I think it's nice. I just think it's nice to have all of these things that have some kind of flow and connection. And it's nice that we have that. And we all look at the game in different ways and have things that affect us in emotional, mental, spiritual, you know, feelings and all of that. So it's really cool. You know, it's really cool that we have that, which is nice. So
what are feelings? Yeah. I don't know these feelings that you speak of.
Feelings. Nothing but feelings. I can't even sing. Don't like feelings.
So the AIE Remembrance Day, that was Wednesday night? Is that what it was? Or
Yes. Well, it was today.
Wednesday night for me. Yeah. Okay, so, okay.
Yes.
Do you know what time? So it would have just finished, or? Because I was thinking, I thought I saw a post about it, and then I was thinking, there's something
that happened. I'm not sure. Ginge might know. I can't remember, okay. But as I said, they do it every year, and I try and make it, because it's normally around about when I go on holidays anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, they had pushed the holidays back a week, and I was like, damn it, I'm gonna miss it. And but it's still nice to be able to do something, you know, something. It's nice to do it with guildies and to hear them talk, and that would have been probably a big thing, mind you. I, you know, there's so many times I wish I could say the words, but I can't. I get too emotional and I sit there and mumble or vent, and I'm like a blubbering mess, because there's just beautiful stories and they talk about people they've lost, and obviously, you know, it is a very emotional thing, and I think it's good because we love, you know, we love these people, whether they're friends, whether they're family, and for me, I can never get the words out. You know, I watched my dad on Monday when we were at the funeral. Dad had did the eulogy for my aunt because she was not up to being able to do that. And there is that faction of watching your father, you know, doing eulogy for his brother that really just tears you apart, because my uncle is my dad's younger brother, and Dad did so well that, you know, I don't know how he does it. It just amazes me. He finds the strength. I would be a blubbering mess, which I normally am. So for people who are able to find that extra strength to be able to say the words they need to say, it's an amazing thing to be able to do that. So, so that's it. Ginge, the question was, what time do you, if you know the when the AIE remembrance started at all? But if you don't, it's all good. I know there was something up on the forum. So.
Well, it must have been last night, and probably while I was in raid, so I wouldn't have been able to go anyway. So,
yeah, which could. So anyway. Yeah. 6 p.m. PST. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Yeah,
thank
you. So 9.
But anyway, other than that, that's it. Like, it's just been, it's just been all chilling and working. Slowly
now
working.
Now it's holidays. Holidays.
It is. It's holidays now. So, yes, expect much. I'm going out Monday, which will be exciting. I'm going to my favorite coffee shop. So my family is taking me to the favorite coffee shop because the high tea place doesn't open on Monday. So hence why Mum and I are doing high tea tomorrow, which is very exciting. And of course, Monday, It's a very special day, Ding Day, as we call it. So 21 with experience, as I keep telling Dad.
Whatever. Whatever.
21 so, yeah, so with that's experience.
Wait a second. Let me check my Google. Right. Just want to put it out there. You know, because you threw this at me. Her birthday is August the 7th. It's on Monday. Mm-hmm. Please send her a... Please send her a happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Everyone can send me a... Hey, look, I love birthdays.
21 it's plus fun. Experience.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's just keep it at that. That's all I'm saying. Some of my family forgot how old I am. They're like, does it really matter? But, yeah, so it should be good. But the plans of the holidays is, you know, I've got lessons with Stone. And I've got a shed to clean out, which is I'm going to cull much stuff that's been in storage. So that will be good. There'll be baking. There'll be much coffee drinking. And, yeah, who knows what else. So... We will see. But other than that, that's it. That's it.
Cool. Cool. I was going to say, I sent you a message. We have people stirring. It's that time. I will be muting more than not.
Okay. Well, we need to wrap it up. So all good.
Spanky says the same birthday for his first daughter, his brother, his best friend from school, and now you, Lita.
Yeah. Wow.
So I know it's pretty cool when you find people that share birthdays. When I found out Patrick Stewart shared my birthday, I was like, what? Because I'm like, I love him because he got me into Trek. Because I never really liked Trek from the first one, because it wasn't I didn't grow up with it. It just wasn't my thing. And when I watched the reruns, it looked cheesy and stuff. But I understood that was the best that they could do. People are awake. But Patrick Stewart got me into Star Trek, and so knowing that he has the same birthday, I was like, oh my god, that's great. So I'm muting. Bye.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. I'm just telling Ginge, go with it. Typing and speaking, because words are hard. All right, guys. That's pretty much the show, but thank you. Thank you. So we'll just finish off by, if you want to check out the website, don't forget, check out adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email and tell us what things you like. You know, what do you like the music in game? Is there, you know, what things do you like to do to commemorate people you love or anything? Send us an email. Let us know. podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com is the email address. You can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @advazeroth. And don't forget, you can jump into our Discord server, which is... tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. All right. Or, you know, again, send Stone and I a message and we can give you a link thing. Whatever. Invite, whatever. Twitch, every Thursday, crazy morning time for Stone, which is 6 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Australian for me. So that is twitch.tv@advazeroth. So always come and say hi, and thank you, chat room, for joining us. You can find Stone on Twitter. He is @stonegrass, which is STONEGRASP. That looks so bad. But as Stone would say, that is Stone grasping his stone. Or something. Whatever. Whatever it is. Anyway, that's where he is on Twitter. And don't forget, you can find both of us on the WoW Challenges podcast, which we do every Sunday morning for me, Saturday night for him, where we talk about all the different WoW challenges that are, yeah, just the challenge tunes that we do and the podcasts we do and stuff and things and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, good one, Lena. I know. Don't forget, you can find me on the Twitters at Lita Wow, which is LETETAWOW. Other than that, thank you, everyone. Thank you, chat room, for hanging around and for your lively chat. We really appreciate it. To everyone that is listening, thank you. Thank you for the likes, for the retweets, and all of that stuff. We do appreciate it. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, have a fantastic week. Stone, have a good week. And we will catch you all next week. Peace. Stone. Don't you read signs to the video. How rude. Anyway, that's it. See you guys. Have a good week. Bye-bye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.